Keegan, would you give me your soul?
Who's that?
Your grandma.
So here's a question for you guys. If you heard a little voice that told you you could have all the fame in the world, all the riches, all the diamonds, and all the rubies, would you take it? Keegan, would you take it?
It looks like we're going to have to talk about it.
No, that was for me to say. Oh. Anyway, it looks like I didn't know what to Keegan say. Would not sell his soul. We're going to talk about it. What's up, That Supernatural Talk family? Guess what? Episode 12 is out and about. That's right, guys. We are on episode 12 of That Supernatural Talk podcast, and I am super excited because we have a good topic as usual. We're going to talk about why people choose to sell their soul to the devil. Now, first of all, you cannot sell your soul to the devil because God is the owner of all souls. So when people say they sell their soul, it's just a lie. They can't really do that. Devil didn't create any souls, so he can't own any souls, but he can try to take souls where he is going by deceiving and lying to people and making them believe something that they shouldn't. You know, God sent his one and only son, Jesus Christ, so all people could be saved. And I hope that all would be saved, but obviously that's not the truth. Some people will choose to go the other way, go the way of the world, and forfeit salvation. Their choice, though. But that's why we're out here winning souls, so people can know that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, and they have that option to accept him after they hear the good news, or what we call the gospel. So Jesus is the owner of souls, not the devil. So you really cannot sell your soul. But people think that they can, for fame and for fortune. But remember, God told us to store up treasures in heaven, not to store treasures on this earth where moth and rust will destroy. Personally, I want to put my treasures in heaven. And the Bible tells us that a wise man wins souls. So when you win souls, you put your treasure where it belongs. But before I continue, guys, I have the glory boys here. Actually, I have all three. You can't see one of them. He's hanging over in the corner. Maybe I'll make him make an appearance or allow him to, whatever he wants to do, or if he chooses to, in a little bit. But you're going to have to come and say hello at least. But we got Glory Boy number one. We have Isaias Poche Corto Real. That's right, baby.
Hola, familia.
You know.
How are we?
Y'all know what it is. And we have Glory Boy number two. We have Keegs Ice, Fido Keegs. We have the man himself.
What up, fam? Excited to be here. It's another episode. 3 months.
Wow.
Of That Supernatural Talk.
Wow. 3 months of That Supernatural Talk podcast. That is wild. And we do, as a matter of fact, have Glory Boy number three. We have Mark Jean in the house. There he is.
Family. Love you guys.
Yeah. He's here, though. He's hanging around. He's chilling. So he didn't sell his soul. He gave his soul to Jesus, the one who created it. Ain't that beautiful? But let's talk about why these celebrities, actors, Hyrule, and elites in the world choose to give their soul or sell their soul, even though they really can't, to the devil, right? Why do they do that? Keegs, why do you think they choose to do such things?
I think it's the same thing as how the devil even can tempt people with sin. It's temporary satisfaction. So they're wanting temporary fame, money, all this stuff, right? And they're wanting to prolong that as long as possible without recognizing the ultimate, you know, sacrifice that they're giving away, which is their soul.
Gain the whole world, lose your soul.
Exactly. Yeah. I think it's honestly rejection, pride. You know, they want to feel something. They want people to notice them, recognize them. And they take the bait.
Yeah. I watch some of these, you know, I would say famous people, and I watch them get older. And I often watch how they try to stay young looking, how they're trying to beat Father Time, you know, trying to live forever. And I'm just like, every man is appointed a time to die. We all cannot live forever. Only we can if we choose Jesus. We will be in eternity with him, and there will be a new heaven and new earth. But I watch them, man, and I can name some names now. I mean, even I'll just drop her name, Madonna. I mean, it's no secret. She's trying to find the fountain of youth and live forever. But as I'm watching the external try to stay young, she still moves like she's older. And you can tell. So, I mean, the age factor is there. Mm-hmm. And there's no way to get around it. I think there's more of an appreciation who people like grow into their age, if that makes sense. There's more of a respect than people who are trying to avoid it and to stay young forever. You know, there's a song, Forever Young, you know?
Yeah.
So I watch that, man, and it's sad because I'm like, just accept Jesus Christ. And it's hard for them too, because they have signed on that dotted line and they have consequences. And if you know anything about the occult or witchcraft, when you make deals with these demons or deals with the devil, there's always a payout. And usually it is one of their family members. Something has to be taken from them for them to be able to obtain this fame. And then later on, if something else is asked of them. I know young people who have been like one hit wonders, one album wonders or whatever. And they know they sold their soul and gave their life so that their family could be maintained. So they sacrificed themselves pretty much.
Yeah.
For it. I mean, would you say, Isaias, that would be Triple X? Would you say that he did something like that? Probably, because some people say he was a really good guy. And, but I watch his like mom on there and stuff. And I'm thinking, did he really, you know, give it all up just to make sure his mom and family were taken care of?
It's crazy. Cause he literally has a song, says, I met the devil in Miami. He literally has a song called that. And I truly believe that the devil visited this young man because he was extremely talented. And I think this young man gave the devil his needs, like, hey, take care of my people, my family, you know, because he was kind of a selfless guy. He didn't really care about all the money and stuff like that. He was very, like minimalistic in his ways. And the devil gave him what he wanted, but for the sake of his life. But I really believe that he met the devil like on that song, because most of the time when rappers talk about it, like they're you know, they're capping, but there was something about that song. Like, we could hear it after the podcast, but like when you hear the song, it's like, oh, he spoke to the devil, and the devil told him it's gonna be all right. But for the other people, not him, you know.
Yeah. And you know, they sell their souls for the praises of man.
Mm-hmm.
And it said that this world should not love you. The world should hate you because it hated him. So if you're seeing that the world loves you, something could be wrong. It means, what kind of standard of truth are you upholding? Are you really telling people to abhor sin, to turn from sin, stuff like that? So, you know, these people want that praise from people. They want to be worshipped in sense. And the flesh wants worship, and carnality wants that. You know, we want to be worshiped and bowed down to and all that stuff. We want to, our flesh, that is, wants to play God in a sense, you know. And that's what got Satan kicked out of heaven, is he wanted to, you know, let his throne go above the throne of God. So that's really what is happening at the core of it, is man is saying that they want to be the king. They want to be the one who's ruling everything, and they want people to worship them. I mean, look, how many people have idols, make idols of these people? And here's the thing. The people we see, like, in the forefront are not the most talented people on the earth. They're very talented. They're very gifted. Some of it was what some people would call, quote-unquote, luck of the draw. Some of it is they did, you know, sell their soul. You know, but there's people that we know and people in this earth that are way more talented and way more gifted than them. The only difference is they weren't, you know, vying for the spotlight. They weren't trying their best to be seen by everybody. Some super intelligent people. There's people we will never know about that carry some great things. But, you know, I think a lot of these people, not all of them, but a lot of these people do. They make deals and contracts with higher powers, and they give them the platforms and they give them the limelight, you know? I mean, just like the platforms that I have, they're all organic, man. It's just, I just somehow, by the grace of God, got the opportunity to get where I am today. It's organic stuff, man. And I've never had to do a contract or fake my way up to anything, you know? So I know it takes hard work. It takes consistency if you really want to make it the right way. Or you, you know, do what everybody else does and tries to get the quick fix and move up fast by giving something precious up and giving their soul away. But it's a sad truth, and I know it's true. I've we know people.
We know people.
Yeah, we know people that have said that happened. I mean, you got a friend, I think, Isaiah, that mm-hmm. said that he could have had that opportunity. Mm-hmm. He could have, like, really jumped up really fast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Zeke. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, Zeke, we talked about it on IG. That was a while ago, but so I have a brother in Christ, and, you know, it's part of his testimony, so it's okay if I say his name, but his name's Ezekiel. And he's extremely talented, extremely blessed, and he loves Jesus now. But before, he was part of a label in Seattle, out there on the West Coast. And they were coming up fast. Like, everybody in the city, like, knew them. They were blowing up. And there was an artist coming up, too, at the time called Lil Mo. He was signed. And he said they pulled up to this big mansion, this big house. And there was, like, $500,000 cash on the table. And there was a contract on the table. And they started to read the contract. He said before they even started reading the contract, his homies were like, yo, let's do this already. But he started, him and his boy, there was three of them. So one of them was like, let's do this. And the other two, him and his boy, were reading the contract. And in the contract, it said, you know, if you sign this, that there'll be people around you, like loved ones, people that you care about that will die, like, in the contract. And that's, and if you guys know anything about records, it's like millions and millions, and if not billions of dollars, industry or company. And he said that, he read that and they were like, nah, right? He got so high up to that door that when he got to that door, it shook him to the core of his bones that he said that they stopped trying to make music and they tried to, like, open up like a football, like a little flag football league for kids. That's, they went from rapping to, you know, making worldly music to wanting to make a youth football camp. That's how shook they got from that interaction in that realm. You know, it was crazy. But yeah, that happened. Yeah.
Wow. Also, when people are required to sell their soul for fame, one of the things that you will see happen is humiliation. So there'll be an outright public humiliation of the person. So that's just part of the thing. An exposing of them in some way, they'll get made to do some type of, you know, X-rated tape or something like that, where they, you know, or put out there, and then all of a sudden they become a big name. Right after that, they're like, whoa, this name just started trending. Everybody got to know this person because of that horrible action that they did. So there's a humiliation thing. You know, one of the things that comes back to me is, you guys know Miss Swift, right? It takes me back. I think it was at the Grammys long ago when Mr. West came up and humiliated pretty much Miss Swift.
Yep.
And then right after that, she's like, becomes well known. It's almost like a humiliation ritual. So a big thing in that is humiliation rituals. Now, I believe with God, we get humbled too, but we don't get straight humiliated for the masses to see, to the fat, to the point of, like, we're no good anymore, you know? Mm-hmm. But that's, I mean, that's what the devil does. He wants to have us so humiliated when we do contracts with him, that, you know, he has a hold, he has a grip.
Yeah. I mean, I think it goes back to the devil's constantly trying to bring shame, guilt, and condemnation on people. And he does that to, like you said, to have a grip and hold on them. So what he does is he makes people orphans. He isolates them. Look at how many celebrities deal with, you know, depression, anxiety. They end up even falling off, you know, mm-hmm. because they can't take it anymore. So I feel that's what he does to try and keep them in that state, for sure. But God, as we know, does the opposite. He builds up sons and daughters, and he, you know, convicts instead of condemns.
Exactly. Exactly. Even to the point of, like, you know, when we listened to Cat Williams, he talked about people trying to make him wear dresses and stuff. And he's like, I ain't doing that. He's like, I won't do that. I'm not going to put on a dress. And just think about how many celebrities and how many people have put on dresses.
Or paint their fingernails.
Yeah.
It's the crazy stuff that they do. Small things.
But. Yeah. But, you know, even that is, all that is also just to push in a larger agenda. Mm-hmm. And we see today, it's like they're trying to make it a norm. You know, they're trying to make it a norm. Even the, you know, churches become messy with some of that stuff. It's just lukewarmness, man, trying to creep in and cause a lot of things. And yes, believe it or not, guys, even the devil can offer, quote unquote, Christians. They're not really Christians, though. Contracts for fame in the world, yeah, in a sense.
I have something to say to that, too. A Christian is... I know of somebody who was a Christian, and they came out with they were a Christian artist, came out with an album, all this stuff. And they, all of a sudden out of nowhere, they end up, you know, they get super, super popular, super big. And then they denounce Jesus and they end up making crazy songs about,
I think I know who you're talking about. Yeah. You ain't got a name, but I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, my dad was actually her head of security. So I like he told me some wild stuff about her.
Oh, wow.
Like some crazy stuff, but she definitely sold her soul to the devil.
It looked like a little new agey stuff was going on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so that just goes to show she was a Christian artist, had an album, and then next thing you know, she's doing crazy stuff.
Yeah. I just can't, you know, I couldn't see myself taking that offer.
Yeah.
Like, okay, a little bit of time on earth to gain everything, just to get it all here and find out it doesn't fulfill me,
mm-hmm.
versus an eternity of peace and living forever with the one who brings joy unspeakable.
Yeah.
Yeah, not this guy. And you know what? I'm blessed, you know, by the grace of God, I'm blessed. And I, you know, I have a little bit, but like, even with that, you know, even having a few things and the Lord really, you know, blessing me, and Isaiah has watched my journey, I stay the same. I mean, I grow and I care in character and stuff like that, but I'm often thinking the kind of like Solomon. It's like, once you get it, it's kind of like, so I'm like, these celebrities, once they get it, all the girls, all the guys, you know, all the material things, the cars, the houses, like at the end of the day, especially if any celebrities watching this or any famous person, it doesn't matter, influencer, you gain all that. Are you really happy? Really deep down, ask yourself. Now, some of you guys will watch this and you'll be like, I'm happy because I can do whatever I want, my body, this and that, blah, blah, blah. You know, okay, great. If that's what you want to do, so be it. You know, if you miss heaven, that's on you. But honestly, if you really, really search deep down, you're going to be able to know, like, it ain't doing you too well. Having all that money, I mean, it's good to have money for kingdom purposes, but having all that money for what? Like, what's it doing for you? Having 20 houses, right? You got 20 houses, but like, what's that even doing for you? You're searching for the next hit. You're searching for the next thing.
Yeah.
So like, my thing to you guys would be, listen, one thing that I've learned is Jesus Christ was the only thing in my life that has ever kept me at peace and able to walk somewhat a straight, narrow path, right? So it's only by his grace that I've been able to do that. So think about it. Is it really worth it having all that stuff? Is it really fulfilling you? Are you super happy? Because I think you're getting older. I think every day is a little bit closer to that day that you're going to leave the earth, you know? And are you ready for that? These are questions you should ask yourself. All you aspiring young people out there that are running to be the next great hip-hop artist or the next great rapper, country singer, whatever it may be, Christian hip-hop artist, ask yourself this. Are you enjoying the journey? Are you rushing? Are you trying to make something happen? Are you trying to push something? Because if you're trying to do that, there's no joy in that. And once you get to that success point, you're going to want to get to the next success point. Mm-hmm. You know, enjoy the walk with Christ. Enjoy the journey with him and you'll always be fulfilled. Because look, the only thing that will fill your cup to overflow is Jesus. Everything else is going to go. Solomon said everything came down to vainglory. It's all vanity, he said.
Amen.
It's all vanity. True. You know, even down to the how we cut our hair, how we wear our clothes, everything has vanity. But it all will fade one day. So these people that want to make bargains and deals with the devil for what? For what? And he's not paying his end of the deal.
No.
I know he's not holding his end of the deal up. And he don't care. You know, look how many people get addicted and just, like you said, pass on somewhere.
Yeah.
So like 5-year deal, 20-year deal.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I was gonna ask you, man, God, do you think these people understand the depth of like the covenant that they're making? Because I would think like there's some, you know, there's that small percentage of like they grew up Christian or they knew about the devil. They knew, like, you know, that people do this, right? And they still go ahead with it. And we know some people in the industry already that have done that, right? But then how about those people that don't really even believe in God or, like, don't think that this whole, you know, selling their soul thing is a real thing and they just think they're signing a contract, like you would sign a contract for a job or something like that?
I think it's just real deep insecurity, real deep rejection, super deep undealt with wounds. And they don't think about the future. If they can get that wound fulfilled, they think about the now. It boils down to selfishness. I mean, ultimately, that's what they're not thinking about. They're not thinking about the ramifications. But we have testimonies of people who have come out of those contracts that have, you know, they made it out by the grace of God and they're serving Jesus Christ. I mean, we know John Ramirez.
Yeah.
He's one. He made deals with the devil. He has the scars on his body to show it. Yet he's serving Jesus Christ and making the devil have headaches every day.
Yeah.
So I mean, people make it out. They make it out on the other side, but like, I don't know. I think the thing is they don't think it through. They just want to fulfill the pains and hurts and rejections with lust and with passion of the world and success and stuff like that.
Yeah. And that's one thing too. I wanted to say, like, the great thing about our God is that he is way more powerful than the devil and he can rip up any contract that the devil has. So if you're watching this, it does not matter how deep you are, how far you are. If you've, you know, sold your soul, you've written up a contract, like, God can break it off. He can defeat it. Because technically, you know, there's people in the spirit who make contracts, you know, soul ties, spirit spouses, all that stuff, right? And you're able to break free from that. So I really think that we're going to see celebrities start to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And we're going to see a lot of contracts broken up with the devil. And there's going to be so many people that will receive salvation because of their boldness and stepping out in faith and breaking off that.
Right. Amen. I was going to say, what you're saying is so facts. It's almost like, you know how people believe, they believe in the Lord and they believe in their miracle. They believe in the healing power of God and boom, just from their faith. And I really think the problem is that all these people believe that the contract is like set and done, you know? So like they have all their faith and trust that this contract is like set in stone. And I don't know if you remember this, but there was a person that we had ministered to and they swore, like, I sold my soul. Like they were like, I'm sure it was a while ago. This is like two and a half years ago, almost 3 years ago. There was this girl and she's like, I sold my soul. And then you told her, you can't sell your soul. And it was like an epiphany moment. Like, what are you talking about? You know, like, yes, I did. Like, I don't have my soul. And you were like, God owns your soul, you know? And it was just like the truth coming in and like changing her life. It was a long time ago, man. It was like 3 years ago, but I don't know if you remember her. She was a black girl. And she was like, I sold my soul.
Blah, blah, I do. Blah. I believe she was in Texas.
Yeah. And it was just the fact that you told her that she can't sell her soul. That was just like mind blowing to her, but something so simple like that. So it's like these celebrities and all these artists, they truly believe that the power of the devil is so powerful because of all the influence that they have around them that it's like, even if I wanted to get out, I couldn't get out, you know?
Wow, 3 years ago. Where does time go? You know, hey. Yeah, I remember that. I've had several people come up and tell me about, like, I sold my soul. And I'm like, no, you didn't. They get set free and they have some crazy manifestations of demons, you know? It's a lying spirit that comes in and tells them that lie. So, you know, another thing is, I'm not going to say the whole term, but OF, right? Mm-hmm. they don't realize when you sell your body, you sell your soul.
Wow. That's
so
deep.
So when you become a toot, and I'm just being careful with words, guys. When you become that, you're selling your body, guys. When you put a price on your body, like for people to come and lust over, you're working for the devil. You're working for Satan at the end of the day. So you're one of his contracted mercenaries.
Wow.
You're doing his work. So like you got to break contract. And then your money's tied up in that. I've seen them. But here's the problem. Like even people that get into that, they come out, but they've made their body such the thing people worship. When they are trying to get out, they have such deep-rooted insecurity that they have to keep their body as a center focus even when they come out of that lifestyle. The modesty still escapes them, you know? And when you get out of something like that, you have to step into the extreme of the other side. You have to go from being promiscuous and advertising your body. And some people are like, oh, well, God made me curvy. God made me this way. No, man. Yes, that's true. God did give you them, but he gave it for your husband to enjoy. So, you know, when you come out of promiscuity, you want to go into modesty and you want to save your body for your husband or wife. You don't want to like give it to somebody else on a daily basis, because then you're on a higher. And in these last days, I don't know if you guys see it, but like it is coming more and more and more to the front, to the forefront. The amount of darkness and the perversion and the twistedness is just shining brighter than ever before. Like it's crazy. People calling good evil and evil good is like becoming very, very like in your face.
Yeah.
And like we walk around and you see like people are like normalizing witchcraft, tarot cards, new age crystals, and then normalizing the alphabet stuff. Like everything's just normalized, you know?
Yeah, it's all focused on self, like you said.
Yeah, I'm gonna do what I want. You know, that's the slogan of the Satanic Church. Do what thou wilt. Aleister Crowley. Mm-hmm. Do what thou wilt. I mean, do anything you want to do. I mean, whatever makes you happy. That's how God would want you to be. That's how Satan would want you to be. We do, as Christians, we obey God. And we do what he loves and we hate what he hates. So we love what he loves and we hate what he hates. We want to be obedient to him. You know, God's reward is way better, guys. And listen, I'm going to tell you something. God will reward you on earth for serving his kingdom. He will supply your needs. He will give you more than enough, pressed down, shaken together, and pouring over. Amen. You know,
amen.
He will do that. I've seen it. As long as it stays in the realm of kingdom purposes. You know, as long as it's for the kingdom purposes, like we, you know, we have the studio by the grace of God for kingdom purposes. We use this right here for kingdom purposes. We're not using it for like the wrong stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So like God will reward you. He'll give you nice things. Why you got to go to the devil? And, you know, he'll give you greater. Well, don't you want to take land for the kingdom of God instead of taking land for the devil? I'm telling you. A worship service is way better than a concert.
100%.
Yes.
For the
so
devil.
So much better.
Or by worldly celebrities. The presence, the atmosphere, you can't make it up. It's just way, way better, man. I remember years ago, back in 2011, one of the times I first encountered the presence of God in such a tangible and powerful way was at a Building 429 concert. You know, Building 429, take this world and give me Jesus was the name. Mm-hmm. And I was listening to that thing, man. I was saying the words and I didn't realize I was saying it from the depths of my heart. And the power of God hit me, man. I started to weep in the presence of God. I'm like, I never felt this way before. This is incredible.
Yeah.
My early days, the early days of my walk in Christ. So I remember that. And then I think like I listened to all that worldly music, you know, and I'm like, what did it do for me? Depresses you, makes you prideful. I remember in Christianity a while back, some years back, I was riding my motorcycle and I started to listen to country music again. I'm not saying all secular music's bad. Don't think I'm saying that. Some people sing some really good stuff, but I was listening to a prideful country singer and I started to become the very lyrics that I was singing. And I actually went into a backslidden state not too long after that. So I know the power of even music, and you even can tell those who have made covenants with the devil because their music carries that demonic power, you know.
100%. And I told you that. Didn't I tell you that?
Yeah.
About that one. I mean, you already said his name, but
when he died, when
XXX died and he dropped Skins, like his label dropped Skins after, which is like an album he had. I was sitting in the car. I think I was just saved, freshly saved. I'm sitting in the car and I'm playing the album, and it was like the music was calling him, like from hell. Like it was calling him. It was the craziest thing. I had to pause the music and I was like, there's evil on this music. And I used to never hear secular music like that. Like I never heard like rap bad, if that makes sense. I can't, like I got saved and I was like, oh yeah, am I supposed to listen to that because of the words and stuff? But I never felt the evil behind music before. And I physically felt the tangible force. Like just like you can feel the Holy Spirit physically, I was feeling a physical evil spirit. It was crazy that you say that.
Wow. You know, one that I really wish would have come all the way over to the Christian side was Beyonce.
Don't even get me started with Beyonce.
But listen, here's why though. I remember when I was in Africa years ago, there was a song that was really being played by Destiny's Child a lot. It was When Jesus Says Yes, Nobody, mm-hmm. Nobody Can Say No.
Say no. Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting there, I was like, man, this is hitting, man. And they were just like praising Jesus. And I had a thought, I was like, if these ladies would have came all the way over to the gospel side, they could have been a gospel hit, man. Like, I said, no wonder she has such a powerful influence over people and why the devil wanted to get her. Yep. Because imagine her as a gospel artist on this side, or, you know, just singing her little heart out. Even think about like Mariah Carey, mm-hmm. some of these very strong voices, you know, just imagine the anointing. They are anointed.
Yep.
But for the wrong purpose and it's reason perverted. Right now. Yeah. But I think about these celebrities. I think about Michael Jackson, you know. Think about some of these like crazy good singers out there. Like imagine if they were on worship stages singing for Jesus. My goodness. Mm. But that's what the devil does, man. He takes some of these people and offers them this stuff and puts wounds and hurts and traumas on them. Their parents, they what do you call it? They monetize their children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, for their gain, and they sit back while their kid has been the mule that's carrying it all.
Yep.
So it's crazy, but I just look at some of these celebrities. I'm like, man, if y'all would have been in the kingdom,
they still can't be. And we pray for that in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name,
we pray that Beyonce and Taylor Swift and everybody comes to the fullness of the gospel.
Yeah.
Except Jesus Christ repents.
Yeah, I think it's so hard for them when they give their souls away. They sign that contract because it's like, if you breach this contract, we're going to expose you. We're going to put all your mess out there. We're going to say you did this horrible thing, which is going to put you in jail. You know,
yeah, I can't imagine the fear.
There's an intense fear there.
Yeah.
And it's because they're wrapped in this world and they're scared of the consequences of the things that they do.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's one reason they won't breach contract, or they won't turn, because they've been made to do something really, really bad. You know, mm-hmm. If we talk about Mr. West, he was going in a great direction. He was standing for morals. And then like he disappeared for a while. He came back. It's like a whole shift, man. It was crazy because like some of these people literally try to break free of what we call the Matrix, right?
Yeah.
They try to break free out of this thing and then they get caught by handlers and put right back in.
Yep.
So, you know, some people probably legitimately are trying to break free, but they got so many chains and shackles on them from people.
Mm-hmm. I was literally just going to say that there's probably so many celebrities who want to break free and they want out, but they just don't know how.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let me say this. If you are famous and you've come across this podcast and you're looking for a way out, Jesus will always get you out. Listen, if they're going to take you out, at least you'll be taken out into eternity. If you are going to lose everything, just know that you're going to gain it all in a bigger way. And know there's a body of Christ that's waiting to help you out, believe it or not. So you're going to impact the world in a greater way. And I fully believe somebody's going to listen to this and come by this. I don't know if it's going to be on this channel or on the podcast channel, meaning through the podcast way, but you're going to listen to this and you're going to hear this. And just remember the voice that Daniel Adams is speaking from, that I'm speaking for right now, which is the Holy Spirit. Daniel Adams, under the unction of the Holy Spirit, is telling you that I'm giving you a way out. I'm going to break the contract. It's broken, it's sealed. It's broken and it's sealed by the blood, meaning it's broken and it's covered by the blood of Jesus. Amen. And the devil has lost all power by you making that decision. So know that, and know that Jesus will make sure he gets every ounce of what he needs out of you while you're choosing him on this earth. And you were going to shame the devil and give God glory. So all you got to do is just repent, turn to Jesus, and let him know that you want to make him everything in your life. And I promise you, say, Jesus Christ, save me. I don't want to live this life anymore. I don't want to walk this way. I need your help. And he will come to you. He will answer you. And it'll be incredible. And you can, you know, obviously you can go to thesupernaturallife.org and shoot me an email and reach out or hit me up on Instagram or whatever at SNL Dan. And I will do what I can to help you and to, lead you out of that darkness in Jesus' name. But is there any closing remarks you guys have?
If you feel stuck, if you're a celebrity, we have a team of people that are able to help you, able to support you, able to come alongside you. So please send an email to Daniel@thesupernaturallife.org. You can email him, message him on Instagram. He's always responding to you guys and making sure that you guys are receiving prayer because he knows you guys need it. So just give your life to Jesus, because this time on earth is so, so, so short compared to eternity. So give your life to Christ and serve him and turn away from the devil and all his tactics and schemes. So,
yeah. What about you?
I'd say it feels like
to the music community,
it feels like you're on a cliff, and if you fall, you'll die, or if you fall, you'll be destroyed or shattered. But you taking that leap of faith, you taking that step off the cliff, it's like Peter hopping out the boat. You're going to walk on water. And even if you think you fell, even if you think you're drowning, the Lord's going to pick you up. So just jump. Just take that jump. I know you feel like you're stuck in a corner. You're stuck in a closet. You're stuck in this pit, and there's no way out. It's impossible. You've tried. I'm telling you, there's a way out. There's a way out, guys.
What's his name?
His name is Jesus. I was just about to say that. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus.
Amen. Hey, guys, I think we just talked about it. This has been That Supernatural Talk podcast, episode 12. And I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. And I'm going to turn it over here to Mr. Keegzeist to give you guys some closing remarks. But I'll see you guys on episode 13.
Amen. Thank you, That Supernatural Talk family, for watching episode 12. I cannot believe we are on episode 12. But again, thank you guys for your support. Hey, I know you're watching this and you may be wanting to figure out how you can go deeper with us and your support. So in the description below, there are a few links. Number one, you can support our podcast through our podcast website, through Buzzsprout. Number two, you guys can join the community, become a partner with us on That Supernatural Talk. You will get access to weekly exclusive behind the scenes content, photos, videos, amazing, amazing stuff. So make sure you guys partner below, because you really, really want to become a partner. As you guys know, with Apostle Daniel Adams, he's leading a global online movement, The Supernatural Life. So therefore, we are supported fully online. So make sure that you guys are able to go there. That's a great way to support, and you're going to receive some awesome behind the scenes videos with that. So thank you guys again for supporting That Supernatural Talk. We love you. We're grateful for you, and we cannot wait to see all of you guys very soon.